AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is tweeting that a border wall would keep out drugs and gang members, slamming Democrats who say they won't agree to finance that wall in a spending bill that has to pass this weekend or else. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
If Congress does not agree on a spending bill by Saturday, the government would shut down. The president's also pushing for a new health care bill after last month's failure and plans to outline a tax cut plan Wednesday. In the background of all this, the 100-day mark of his presidency, a traditional barometer for a young administration. He calls it an artificial marker, but has a packed schedule this week to tout his successes.
Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., isn't ruling out a U.S. strike against North Korea if Kim Jong-un tests another nuclear device.
If you see him attack a military base, if you see some sort of intercontinental ballistic missile, then obviously we're going to do that. But right now we're saying don't test, don't use nuclear missiles, don't try and do any more actions. And I think he's understanding that.
Ambassador Haley on the Today Show. Some think North Korea will conduct another nuclear test as early as tomorrow. The Supreme Court has turned away General Motors, which was hoping to block dozens of lawsuits over faulty ignition switches. Those lawsuits could cost GM billions. Courts have blocked four of the eight executions Arkansas was hoping to carry out this month. Tonight, it's planning to put to death two killers. Both admit their guilt, one of them saying he forgives his executioners. Somebody has to do it, Jack Jones says of his planned execution tonight. Workers have started taking down a 600-year-old white oak tree in New Jersey that's believed to be among the oldest in the nation. This is AP Radio News. Aaron Hernandez will be buried today after a private service in his hometown. AP correspondent Shirley Smith has this.
Services are set for this afternoon in Bristol, Connecticut for Aaron Hernandez, the former New England Patriots tight end who was found hanged in his cell at a maximum security prison in Massachusetts last Wednesday. He was serving a life sentence for the 2013 murder of semi-pro football player Odin Lloyd. Hernandez had also just been acquitted of murder charges in the shooting deaths of two men in Boston in 2012. A Massachusetts medical examiner ruled Hernandez's death to be a suicide. I'm Shirley Smith.
Five people died in a house fire in New York City over the weekend. Three of them were children. Authorities are not sure yet how the fire started. A man who tumbled out of a window survived. He's in the hospital. Witnesses report hearing loud booms. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.